Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, he was certainly a journalist. When I was studying journalism back in the early 2000s, we looked up to, we studied him, we studied his work. It was someone that you would aspire to be like. I'm talking about the veteran foreign correspondent Robert Fisk. He died sadly at the weekend in Dublin, quite suddenly actually. A giant in journalism, he really was. And I think he was loved by many but loathed by others because he just didn't compromise when it came to just reporting as best he could on the ground of events in the Middle East. And Spirit Radio, in a small way, were part of Robert Fisk's story because he gave us an interview from a war zone back in April 2018. And we're going to talk about some of our memories and some of those chats that we had with Robert Fisk. And I have our speech content editor with me in studio, Steve Johnson, to talk us through a bit of that. It's very sad news, isn't it, Steve?
Very sad indeed. Huge loss. And it's sad to hear how it's happened pretty suddenly too.
And I suppose from a journalistic perspective, for me, just re-reflecting on his life and some of the work that he did, we don't have many stalwarts of journalism like that anymore. You know, is he sadly a dying breed?
That's what you wonder. Yeah, that's what you do wonder. Is he a sad, dying breed? Because certainly of people that we've interviewed, he's fairly unique.
And we did, when we did interview him, we got a massive reaction, I remember, at the time. And we did interview him a number of times. But let's talk about that interview in 2018. It kind of sent shockwaves through the world.
It did. We've never had an interview shared so many times, like many, many times. And it was shared also on shows in the US and tweeted and retweeted all over the world. It happened in April 2018. There was a video posted on YouTube showing people, including children, allegedly suffering after a chemical gas attack in Syria. And the Western powers of the USA, UK and France blamed the Syrian government for this attack and retaliated a week later. They sent in missiles and bombed parts of Syria. Now, we had arranged to interview Robert Fisk from Beirut about this, and it was actually the following Monday, so the missiles had already been sent in. And as it turned out, he didn't take the call from Beirut. You might remember that Monday morning, he didn't answer his call from your show, and we was, where's he gone? And but he actually phoned back that afternoon, and we recorded the interview. He was in Syria itself. He was in the war zone.
He was on the ground, and of course, a lot of the stuff at the time, it was coming down the wires from journalists, you know, sitting at a desk in Washington or New York, whereas he was there.
That's right. It really was amazing, and what he told us literally rocked the world, because we might just play a little bit of what we shared around the world. Now, the audio on this is probably the worst audio we've ever played on Spirit Radio, and yet this is what has been shared more than anything I think we've ever shared from the station.
I found the print where the film of the children stopping at the mouth and having water thrown at them was made. But the senior hospital doctor, who actually spoke very good English, who was there, told me that the video is real, that they were not suffering from gas poisoning, they were suffering from hypoxia, because of the amount of dust in the tunnels in which they lived. That night, there was a lockdown by the Syrian army and by the Russian Air Force, and it produced a huge amount of dust and debris, and many people were finding it difficult to breathe. And when they reached the clinic, according to the doctor, someone shouted gas and they panicked.
It's incredible just to listen back to that clip, and I think it tells us a lot about who Robert Fisk was as a journalist.
Yeah, well, I wasn't aware of his age. He died this weekend at the age of 74, so back then he was 71 years old, and here's a 71 year old journalist going into a war zone and finding out a fact that nobody else knew. He said in the interview, he said, "I'm the first foreign journalist to find this clinic. I actually talked to the senior doctor. He said, yes, the video is real, but they're not suffering from chemical attack. They're suffering from dust, hypoxia. And the reason that that in the video they were being watered down and put masks on was because somebody came in and shouted, gas, gas, and started filming."
And that shows you, I guess, just how scary an image can rock the world, or a video clip. And also incredible to think, as Robert Fisk said at that time, you know, I was the first foreign correspondent to actually do the job of a journalist, yeah, which is go to the place, talk to the people on the ground, not just take these kind of images and pieces of video footage that are just kind of streamed all over the world and take them, you know, as to be authentic.
Take them as fact. The other thing I think, I've been looking back, there was so much interest in the interview, and also the audio was so bad that we actually typed up a full transcript of what he said. And I was just looking back on it, and one of the things he said was, why did the Western powers say we're drawing a line here, and because of a chemical gas attack? Because he said they never drew a line on chemical gas attacks back when they were supporting Saddam Hussein. So he was also very critical of hypocrisy.
Of the hypocrisy that was out there, yeah.
By politicians. The third thing that we found out about Robert Fisk from this was he was scrupulous about reporting the facts and not going beyond that. You know, there were times where I asked him things and he kind of said, I can only say what I saw. For example, there was an allegation that it had been stated that 43 people had been killed in this chemical gas attack. He said, I didn't find any grave. It must be, if it's there, you know, I couldn't find it. He didn't say what he probably thought was that there aren't any bodies. He just said, I couldn't say. But the other thing is he actually got annoyed with us because somebody took our audio, put it up on YouTube with a slightly inaccurate, with an inaccurate headline. And he was very annoyed about that because it said Robert Fisk, no evidence of chemical gas attack in Douma.
And he didn't actually say that.
And he didn't say that. So he asked us, and we had to chase down these people to change the title to Robert Fisk, doctor said no evidence of chemical gas attack. He didn't say it, the doctor said it,
which is the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we got a little lesson in journalism there. Not that it was anything that we had done, but our audio.
It shows
had been
you how
used.
Scrupulous he was. Yes. He was in terms of making sure that it was real news rather than we're hearing so much about fake news these days. Well, let's have another clip of that interview that we did with Robert Fisk back in 2018.
I don't think we're going to get a final conclusion to all this. All I can tell you is what I saw and what I managed to do. I made a point of keeping away from any form of authority so that I could move around freely. Had I gone to the mayor's office, for example, I might have met to find out where bodies were taken, the 43 we heard about. The clinic doctors said no bodies had been brought to them. They were not any dead people. They were people who were suffering, and they were foaming at the mouth because they believed they had been gassed, because they heard this person shouting gas. But the doctors said there is no evidence of gas poison at all.
Middle Eastern correspondent with The Independent, Robert Fisk, thank you so much for talking to Spirit Radio today.
It was you, Steve, that got to do that scoop with Robert Fisk. In terms of, you know, people who want to listen back to that full interview, what's the best way that they can do that?
Yes, well, if you, I just did it myself, just rather than going straight to the website, I just put in a search, Spirit Radio, Robert Fisk, Douma, that's D-O-U-M-A, and it'll pop up both the interview and the transcript.
Okay, great, Steve. Thanks so much for talking to us a little bit about the life and contribution to journalism of Robert Fisk, as well as that interview that, as you say, rocked the world when he did it with us on Spirit Radio back in 2018. And as Steve mentioned there, the easiest thing is to Spirit Radio, Robert Fisk and Douma, and you'll be able to listen back to that interview. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.